Hi, this is Gavin. Listen up. Sometimes life will throw you a surprise. A bit of a fun one, like finding a money in your pocket and you think it's only a dollar, but actually it's $5. And then you think, hey, life is smiling on me. It's like last night, Emmeline Michelle. We thought, well, how nice, Creole music, gonna be kind of laid back, sit back, chill, lie on the grass. And then suddenly, in the middle of the concert, this pretty, polite, small lady just sang about the earthquake. And the whole audience got quiet, and they just listened. We couldn't understand the words she was saying, because all in Creole, nobody speak Creole. So we just listened to her heart, and she sang her soul, and we got it. We understood what she was saying. We understood her. And then she started shaking her rump, and she shook, and she left, right, to the middle, out the side. Sometimes her head was lower than the rump, and it was at the back, and she was shaking that booty, and we were like, what? Where does this come from? And she said, this is how people dance in Haiti. I think we need to go to Haiti. It was hot. What a surprise. Then after that, we had a little surprise that I like to think of like, you know, those days when you just want to sit back and chill, watch some TV, cook yourself some dinner and just switch off. And then zets mabura. That's it. Gone. Finished. Gone. No lights. What are you going to do? Sit in the candlelight again. Not a happy surprise, a little like the Hothouse Flowers. The Hothouse Flowers were supposed to be this group that were going to get us gigging. We're going to shake it, we're going to dance, we're going to Irish jig it all the way, dig it. No, I'm not saying they were bad. They were okay, but they were just alright. They were okay. They didn't get us going. At the end, they finally put a little bit of Irish something to it, and it got a little going, and that's okay. My friend said, if I find them hot horse flowers and they call themselves Irish, and they didn't play any Irish music. So she was cross, and I think people were a little bit, disappointed. But that's it. Haifa's full of surprises. So see what waits for you today.